Okay, with that, I will call the Vina Groundwater Sustainability Agency regular board meeting of May 11th, 2022 to order. We will have the roll call by Linda Herman.
Thank you, Chair Tosinski. Board Member Cooper?
Here.
Board Member Reynolds?
Here.
Board Member Kimmelshue?
Here.
Vice Chair Royer?
Here.
And Chair Chasinski?
Here. And before we go to the consent agenda, just the very super quick public comment information. People may address the board in three different ways. Email at vinagsapublic.comments@chicoca.gov. At the meeting, email comments will be acknowledged and read into the record by name only. Verbally, via Zoom application or by telephone, a member of the public may indicate their intent to speak by raising their hand at any time prior to the beginning of the meeting. Speakers will be called upon by the chair and unmuted by the meeting host. If you're attending by Zoom, please use the raise hand button. If by phone, dial *9 and then *6 to unmute yourself. If you're here in person, raise your hand and come up to the podium when you're acknowledged. With that, we'll move to item two, the consent agenda. We have four items on the consent agenda. Does anybody want to have an item pulled from the consent agenda? Hearing none, are there any comments on the consent agenda? I see none and I hear none. I'll entertain a motion on the consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Great.
Second.
So a motion from Director Kimmelshue, a second from Vice Chair Royer. Linda, if you'll call the roll.
Certainly. Board Member Cooper?
Aye.
Board Member Reynolds?
Aye.
Board Member Kimmelshue?
Aye.
Vice Chair Royer?
Aye.
And Chair Chasinski?
Aye. No items were pulled from the consent agenda, so we'll move to item four, business from the floor. Business of the public, members of the public may address the board at this time on any matter not already listed on the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. The board cannot take any action at this meeting on requests made under this section of the agenda. Do we have any business from the floor? I am seeing none in the room, and I'm seeing none on Zoom. So we will move forward to the regular agenda. Item 6.1, consideration of the proposed Vina GSA 2022 to 2023 annual budget. Cami Loser.
All right, thank you, Chair Tuchinski, members of the board, Cami Loser. What you have in your packet is a proposed budget for the next fiscal year. As you know, on or around July 1st, we do need to adopt a budget for the next fiscal year. But this budget is also for the SHAC to use as part of their review in considering various financing options. If you remember at our last meeting, we discussed GSA administration and financing options, and they will be discussing that at their next meeting. And as part of that, we thought that it would be beneficial to have some kind of budget for them to work with so that when they are talking about a Prop 218 or a Prop 26 or some kind of tax or assessment, that they kind of know an amount in their mind that they will be working with. This draft budget, and I will note that I already have some edits to it, but this draft budget was put together by Kelly and I had pulled it together, and we reviewed numerous budgets from other GSAs. And what I wanted to do in preparing the budget was I just identify some of the various revenue categories that other GSAs have. So we'll hopefully fill those holes, but also just identifying the various expenses. And as you recall, last month we did talk about some of the things that we needed to consider for as administrative costs, just our daily expenses, as well as a GSA coordinator and the potential for different projects and using technical consultants for some of those projects that will need to be completed in the next year. And while we'll be going for grant funding in the fall, there are certain things that we need to have funded or to be considered that will have to be done before we would receive grant funding, for example, the annual report. So the, and I think the talking about grants is later in our agenda, but so some of those things have been identified in this budget. So that's what's here. Again, there are a few things that we do want to change or, but I just thought I would open it up for discussion, see if you had any questions, and then I would talk about some of the things that we would likely need to revise.
Are there any questions? So Cammie, do you, should we hear from the public first, or do you think that it would be informative for you to tell us what we might need to revise and then give the public a chance to respond? Like I said, I happen to know because you happen to tell me,
right.
But my colleagues don't know what it is that you're talking about adjusting
okay.
at this point.
Yeah, I can. So at the top of the sheet, it talks about loans. And one of the things that staff had considered was obtaining a loan either from a bank, the county, or some other financial institution. And it doesn't look like we would potentially qualify for a loan. So I think that should be changed to member agency contributions. And right now, our member agency contributions are $5,000 from each member agency. Thank you. From each member agency. So we would change that to $15,000 because that's what we know we will get in revenue from the member agencies. And then we calculated fees and assessments based on everything from the expenses, just kind of putting that up at the top. We also will need to change the well permit review fees. We have way less permits than that. That number actually included domestic wells. As you know, with the executive order, the governor's executive order, the GSA will be involved in some kind of review of large diameter well permits. And the county is currently doing a fee study and for charging various fees. And the GSA could potentially charge fees for its activities in reviewing large diameter well permits. In reviewing the number of permits that have been issued in previous years, it's anywhere from, for large diameter wells, it's anywhere from 5 wells to like 72. And so I just took an average of that and divided it by the 3 sub-basins because there's estimating that if there's about 30 large diameter well permits issued each year. And so each sub-basin, it could probably be split almost equally between the basins. So it would probably be about 10 permits. So it's not a large amount of revenue at this point, unless we see something different happen with the state and legislation. So I would change that to about, what did I have? Probably about $1,000 in well permit review fees, unless something changes and we need to review domestic wells, but at this time it's just large diameter wells. And those would be the two changes. So the fees and assessment amount that we would need to look at for the shack would be about $636,000. So I would just make those adjustments. But overall, the total that we're looking for is still about the same amount of about $655,000 overall.
Great, thank you for clarifying. Mm-hmm. So are there any comments from the public on this item? I am seeing none online and none in the room. So Cammie, the suggestion in the, recommendation is approval of this budget. Is that actually what you need now at this meeting in May? Or do you need us to give just a sign off in principle for the shack to continue working?
I would say a sign off in principle for the shack to continue working. That way it gives you some wiggle room if the shack has other, not that they'll necessarily make recommendations, but if there are things in those discussions that staff can add to the budget to bring you something a little more robust later on if necessary.
Okay, so I think to turn it back to board members and if we don't hear any objections from the board, then I would take that as a sign to move forward.
Is this, so is this kind of a kitchen sink draft?
A little bit, but not the whole thing. How about that, one of the little side sinks? I say that, maybe you can clarify why you're asking.
Yeah, so what do we have, 198,000 acres in the basin? Mm-hmm. What's our population base in the basin?
I don't know.
I'd have to look at the plan to see what the
problem. Yeah, I'm going to guess, what, 150,000?
Yeah.
When you take it out either by acres or population, it's still, I mean, it's not a small number we're dealing with. So I think this is gonna have some shock effect with the shack from all different perspectives,
right,
both residential and ag and even domestic. I'd say residential meaning City of Chico versus Durham versus domestic users versus the ag users. I think what I'm getting at is what might be helpful would be to have this done in kind of layers. Like, here's the core budget that we absolutely have to have as a GSA to even operate the next year. What's that baseline number and how do we get there? Then here's what we really would like to do and what we think we're facing and what that budget would look like. So the next layer up, and then maybe even have an aspirational, if we got the right grant funding or, you know, had enough of a push behind it, here are the things that we'd really like to be able to accomplish.
That does make sense. So I will say that this budget, I think, is realistic in terms of, we do know that with the schedule of Sigma grant funding that we won't be getting anything until a year from now at the earliest. Actually, I don't think contracts would be signed until July, so probably August or September. So the things that we have identified on here in terms of needs include the annual report. We know that that would need to get done. If there is some kind of election for like a 218 hearing, we know that we would have to, that would have to be covered for. I guess we could take the contingency out of there if we didn't want to have any contingency. But we also identified a certain amount of money for some feasibility studies, because I think that we don't necessarily want to wait to get started on certain things that have been identified as concerns by the shack and members of the public. So it is kind of a realistic budget and with $100,000 in contingency.
And I'm not disagreeing with you that it's probably realistically what we need to do. I'm thinking back to Supervisor Kimmel. She's commented at her last meeting, you know, state puts in a whole new regulatory infrastructure that we are required to comply with, and yet there's no funding mechanism for it.
Right.
So now we're talking additional tax dollars to the tune of, you know, $3 an acre, or, you know, $4 per person in our section of the county. And I don't think the public has contemplated that. I don't think through all of our conversations and all the arguments and all the debates and consternation leading up to even lawsuits, people have stopped and thought about, where is this money coming from? And I'm glad that the shack is going to be discussing it. It's good for them to see the full numbers. I also don't know if this is necessarily going to get resolved over the next two meetings. So I'm wondering in the back of my mind, when we have to pass a budget to operate starting with our fiscal year July 1, what can we be in a position to approve a month from now versus what aspirationally are we really trying to get to? So
we could do it in layers, as you say. When the shack is considering the financing options, we could do a bare bones budget and then look at, have something to compare with bare bones and this kind of, I'll say, would be great if we could do this.
Right.
Okay.
And for me, the bare bones piece is, what can we have in place for July 1 so we've met our fiduciary responsibility to have an operating budget? Because there is no way we are getting to this, in my humble opinion, over the next 6.5 weeks. So.
Okay.
Great.
Cammie, I think that you told me that you've gotten some comparison budgets from agencies in our area, you know, comparable GSAs. How does this compare to some of those other agencies? And I'm not referring to the ones that are in our county per se, but what are some of the other ones that are neighboring?
Right, so I wouldn't say they would necessarily be neighboring, but just similar budgets that of budgets of similar GSAs kind of throughout the region. Ours, this one is, they range from about $750,000 up to over $1 million. So I think this is generally consistent with many of the GSAs, though, is about, I would say, $750,000 to $800,000 budgets, annual budgets.
And the one that you've presented to us here, does this include cost sharing options between the other two GSAs in our area? We had talked about potentially having a staff member that might be able to work for multiple GSAs, or did you consider in this budget strictly Vina GSA operating on its own?
A little bit of both. Some cost sharing in terms of with the technical assistance and some of the things that we would have to do there, and maybe a little bit with the a GSA coordinator, but assuming that the coordinator would be predominantly full-time for this GSA.
Great, and I'm very much in line with what Vice Chair Royer is saying, and even a step further in that, we have to figure out what our exact scope of operations are also. Depending on the types of programs that we decide that we're going to do, how we explain ourselves to the public is also going to be a case. You know, it's one thing to articulate it strictly in numbers of the sticker shock perhaps, but it might be less of a sticker shock if after we've articulated what we're actually going to do, then people may say they see value in that. They don't just see it as another layer of bureaucracy if they see it for X, Y, and Z. And at this point, I'm not even going to speculate what those X, Y, and Z is because we are still in the process of figuring that, right? But if we get to that point, you know, I think, again, I'm mentioning Tuscan Water District simply because that is an agency that has a fully fledged plan that is bringing to the voters. And so that's something that the voters could decide on right now with, because that was a fully vetted out proposal. We at some point will have that exact thing laid out. We just happen to have this deadline that you've mentioned coming up to have some sort of a budget. But at that point that we get to where we say, these are the things that we are going to quote unquote offer, that may then make that case fully. Is that fire articulated in a way that, so I'm again, augmenting what you're saying.
Yes, I would agree. And also thinking that the budget at this point is really so that the SHAC, when they are, and I'll talk a little bit about the process for them moving forward, but when they are deliberating about various financing options, they can ask questions knowing with a number in mind. So
the in-kind notations on here, is that assumed we'll spend $20,000 on groundwater levels, but there's $20,000 of grant money, or somebody is contributing that to us for free, or?
Let's see, I'm trying to see where you're looking.
So the bottom half of the budget, there are three different entries of in-kind. Or notations.
Monitoring.
Under monitoring, and then groundwater data.
Is Kelly on?
This is Christina. I can speak
to that. You can speak to that?
Sure, if you can. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So in the implementation chapter, there was an estimate of, you know, the amount of money it costs to do the monitoring that is required to implement the plan. And I believe that's probably where those numbers came from. But the in-kind indicates that our department and or at this point, the Department of Water Resources, who currently does that monitoring, having it as in-kind is assuming that that monitoring would continue to come from those in-kind man hours. So that's what that's about.
Great. Okay. So the other thing that I think would be helpful through the process, so you talked about previously the loans, you know, putting in there instead member agency contributions. I think that's good to keep in there because that is something that our member agencies need to discuss what they want that to look like moving forward. I think a fully loaded budget or a fully reflective budget, it would be good to show that monitoring groundwater levels, for example, would require 20,000. I think at the top though, maybe there's a section for Butte County Department of, water and resource?
Water and resource conservation.
The Water Resource Conservation Department, you'd have a header in there on the revenue side that would be basically reflective of your department's in-kind contributions. And you could then leave the notations in there and say, hey, these are three things on the expense side that up at the top, it isn't actual revenue coming in, it's actually an in-kind contribution. I think those are appropriate things to have in the budget because somewhere in here between Durham and the city of Chico and the county, there's gonna have to be some serious decisions made as to what the different member agencies are kicking in. And I wanna make sure, for example, if Durham Irrigation had a staff member that was spending half their time on it, I'd like that reflected in here so they were able to get the credit for it. Otherwise, I think where you're headed with this is a perfect discussion for the shack. So don't take any of this as being critical.
It's all good. More brains are better.
And speaking of more brains, Director Reynolds, do you have any comments on this? And then I'll welcome in our other counterpart.
Yeah, the only question I had is back at the beginning, Cammie, I think there was several comments made about large diameter wells. But if I'm not mistaken, didn't we talk at our last meeting? And I think Newsom put a hold on large diameter wells for a year or two, or I don't know how long. So anyways, if we're considering income coming in for that, we may just need to take that into consideration.
Yes, thank you. The executive order does not put a moratorium on large diameter wells. It just requires GSA review and verification of consistency with the groundwater sustainability plan at this
time. Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you for the clarification on that. I knew we talked about it, but I couldn't remember where we ended. Thank you.
And Director Cooper, just want to make sure that you get a voice if there's something you want to add to our budget discussion.
I appreciate that, Evan. No, I don't have anything at this time. It's going to end up with probably a pretty lengthy discussion at our board when we finally get down to the brass tacks here.
Great. So it sounds like we have consensus to bring this budget framework forward to the SHAC, and then it'll come back to us for a full deliberation. Cammie, that gives you what you need? Great. So with that, we will move forward to item 6.2, discussion of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Grant SGMA Implementation Funding Solicitation and Coordination Approach. As if your department had a long name. Cammie, once again to you.
Okay, so I just giving a quick update on what we're doing with regard to funding and looking at potential grant opportunities. I lost my train of thought. So we will be working. Actually, I should have Christina speak to this a little more because she has been working on identifying projects. But ultimately, as you know, the SGMA grant program will open up to us in round two, will open up in September, and we'll be able to submit a grant application with multiple projects to the Department of Water Resources. As part of that process, we will be working with various entities to identify projects to include within that application. We anticipate working with the SHAC over the next few months to identify projects to include, as well as the scope of those projects. Christina, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think you covered it. I'll just mention that what I'm doing just as an initial preliminary kind of project list is, again, digesting the projects and management actions chapter of the GSP and also the implementation chapter, and just starting to put a little bit more meat around what actual projects might be able to be scoped up for that grant application. And then we can have a discussion with the SHAC about that and you know, a public process. So I think we'll have a little more clarity as I do a little more digestion, and then we'll bring that back to you and to the SHAC.
Great. Any questions or comments from the board? Any public comments on this? I am seeing none online. Oh, there is a hand up. I'm sorry, it's not coming up on my screen. Oh, I'm sorry, Deborah Lucero. Forgive me, Supervisor Lucero. I hadn't noticed you on my screen. Thank you so much. You are unmuted. Please go ahead and speak. 3 minutes.
Thank you. I was just wondering if there was a criteria for evaluating the PMAs, and if there were, who is deciding it, if it's a SHAC decision or a GSA decision?
Thank you. Go ahead. Cami, please.
I was going to let Christina talk to the process that we're envisioning with that moving forward.
Oh, great.
Sure. Ultimately, it's a board decision, probably, you know, what projects get submitted as part of that application. But I think we would be looking to have that discussion and receive recommendations from the SHAC in terms of what the priority should be for the package of projects that are moved forward.
We do anticipate that we will dedicate one SHAC meeting to reviewing and discussing the various projects. So the next SHAC meeting will be focusing more on the financing options, and then so that's May. And then the June meeting would be more about projects and helping prioritize them. Go ahead, Christina.
And just adding to that, with the intent that starting the conversation in June gives us a little bit of time to have multiple conversations if needed.
And I was going to say that does sound consistent with the SHAC charter that we just approved. So that makes sense. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the comment. It says here staff provide direction to staff, but I don't hear from the report that there's really any direction to provide. Correct.
I think we thought we would be a little further along with what we could bring to you than we are today. So,
okay, great. Just wanted to make sure that I was.
We're ambitious. We think we can get more done. We're being realistic.
Well, that's all right. We can mitigate expectations as we go along. No problem. We appreciate all the hard work that you're doing. So, no criticism from up here. Item 6.3, consideration of requesting a loan from View County for legal service costs related to litigation. Cami.
All right. So as you may recall at your last meeting on April 20th, the board approved each member agency requesting additional funding for the cost of the legal fees associated with the litigation filed against the GSA and Rock Creek Reclamation District. And one of the things that we did as staff was to also look into potential other options before going to our respective boards or councils. And but it looks like we're just going to stay the course with requesting funds. I know for Butte County, we will be bringing something to the Board of Supervisors. I think the other member agencies might have a different approach as to how they'll provide those member contributions, but we should have something moving to be able to bring back at your next meeting. So it's just an update at this point.
Any questions from the board? Any comments from the public? I'm going to wait a little bit longer because I missed a thumbs up last time. I appreciate my right-hand man here, who's sitting on my left. Okay, I see no comments, so we will move on to item 7.1, VINA GSA Management Committee updates. We have a stakeholder advisory committee. It says a verbal report from Kelly, but I know that Kelly is maybe not in the position to give a verbal report.
So she gave me some notes, and I'll go over them, and then hopefully she can fill in any blanks or clarify. So the SHAC met on April 27th, and they saw a very similar PowerPoint presentation regarding the financing options that you had seen. And at that point, they didn't have any recommendations at the end of the meeting, but the goal is to have some kind of recommendation for this board after their May meeting. One thing to point out, since it just jumped back into my thoughts, at their next SHAC meeting, the SHAC will have actually a presentation given by a consultant about various financing options, so they will be able to ask specific questions of someone who has been through the processes with the other GSAs. So that's in the works for the SHAC. And I'll say that is being done by the out of the goodness of a consultant's heart that I have a relationship with. So they will be presenting just various options about 218s, Prop 26, taxes, fees, assessments, and then the SHAC will be able to ask specific questions. Also, the SHAC's, some SHAC members felt there was some frustration with an unfunded state mandate program and desires to ask the state for all funding needs through the legislature with perhaps letters of support from GSAs, Board of Supervisors, the Water Commission. They also talked about perhaps if there's other funding sources to look into for funds for the GSA, and then comments about needs for funding during the time with for bridging the gap. So we talked about if there are other funding opportunities that could fund certain projects before the SGMA grant application or program was implemented. They did note that we need to have a better budget to decide potential areas of overlap and costs among the three sub-basins to Director Rohr's point. And then staff, of course, will bring back a more refined budget for them based on even your input tonight. There were questions about the GSA coordinator position, if that was realistic in terms of if it were a staff member, the cost of that versus using a consultant. So we'll look more into that. Sometimes it's potentially a wash as to whether you hire a staff person given all of the taxes and employee things that you have to pay for a staff member, and a consultant already has that in place. And then again, they wanted more information about the various options for Prop 218 or Prop 26. And so hopefully the consultant will be able to give them that information and then talk about future development fees. There was a suggestion that perhaps there could be some development fees for a funding source for GSAs, perhaps for new development that's coming online, and then discussing just the assessments or user fees, extraction fees, perhaps conditions for approval of plans at the Planning Commission level, new developments to ID their water source. For example, when you have a new development, they have to do a water supply assessment and making sure that there is water available to serve that development. And then, I think that was about it. Kelly, if I missed anything, if you want to add, but otherwise, that's generally. Oh, one of the things that they did bring up was looking to potentially talking with the Resource Conservation District about either providing some GSA administration or grant support for future projects. So we will be just reaching out to the RCD just to see, confirm what role they see themselves playing in assisting with the GSA.
Great, thank you so much for the report. And I don't see Kellyanne muting, so I think you did an excellent job. I'll say that on her behalf. I don't see any public comment, so I will open that opportunity for public comment. We do have at least one SHAC member that is on the Zoom. So apparently you did a great job by the SHAC as well. Any comments from the board here?
The consultant doing the Prop 218 and Prop 26 presentation, how long do you think that's gonna take, time-wise?
For them to prepare or just give?
To deliver.
To deliver, I think we were planning about an hour and a half, hour and a half to 2 hours.
will we be able to get a similar presentation, or is this something where we may want to look at the opportunity to have kind of a joint meeting with the SHAC and the board, at least for this briefing purposes?
Would you prefer it be joint, or I can ask them to?
No need to do okay. it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it will be at their meeting on, is it May?
It would be the scheduled for the last Wednesday. I'm trying to
the
think.
The 25th?
I believe so. The only problem is, though, unfortunately, the finance committee is in this meeting room on that time. So I think the next meeting is going to have to be on Zoom.
Yeah, it'll be Zoom.
Yeah, I don't mind Zooming in. I'm just thinking if they're going to be making recommendation based off that presentation, it would benefit the board to actually see the same material. I agree we could easily do it at the same time.
Okay.
I think we would probably we have Jeff Carter here. We didn't ask for our regular council. So I think we would probably have to agendize that though as a regular meeting just because board members would be there. So just make sure we add it to our calendar. Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be
What time of the day is that SHAC meeting?
9 a.m. Okay. 9 to noon.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I think I saw that Christina's hand popped up.
Oh, great. Thank you. Sorry, I was busy looking over there. Christina Buck.
Just a quick question. I mean, I think we usually record those SHAC meetings also, right? So we could even maybe snip that section and make it available as a reference.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. So let's do, I'll say that if board members would email Cami, and if she gets that there's going to, if they could decide this week, email Cami, and if there's going to be a quorum of board members attending, then let's notice that as a joint meeting between the SHAC. So if that's acceptable to Casey and Raymond also, Director Reynolds and Director Cooper, if you're planning on attending, please do send so we can just make sure that we, great.
And then if they can't, just know that we will record
it. Record it, correct.
Perfect.
That's why I just said, didn't make it automatic. Now that we know that there's that recording option, people can check their calendars on the fly. Fantastic. Before we adjourn, I just want to say two quick things. One, I want to again thank the members of the SHAC for their participation and their vital role in our process. I think the fact that we had 9 out of 10 SHAC members at the last meeting and unanimous support of the structure for the SHAC charter says a lot. So again, thank you to the SHAC members. And I also want to say that it was an oversight of communication on my part to all the members of the management team. So on the agenda, we don't have an item that will be on the agenda in the future about Rock Creek Reclamation District being able to make a report. It will become an option of your board. We have Director McGowan over here. An option of your board to be able to make a report as you all did last year before we had the joint meetings. So it was an oversight on my part that I apologize, but it'll be a formal part of our agendas moving forward. And with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting until the meeting of June 8th, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.